How can you avoid the daylight in the day? Now, everything Yes, but the Gumas Aleje is not. That what the Gemara says in connection with Jupiter Gagarin is also true. Mais comment ça fait? From what he said in the shah, and he agrees with the bar. Now that in our semen, the nuclear is, so I mean it's in semen of Gimel, not for the bar is in our semen, Lamedal. So what's the machlekes? According to the shah, according to the shahs, pshat in semen of Gimel, the shahs, pshat in the Rambam, in semen of Gimel. So when the Rambam says Nikumes Adeshe is Nivele, and when the Rambam said Pesukes Ageres is Nivele, it means that it's Nivele Mechayim, not like Teis Veshite. That Mechayim is Treve. I mean, Teis Veshite says that in regard to Nikumes to Pesukes Ageres, in regard to Nikumes Adeshe, so according to Rabbi Tam, Teis Veshite doesn't say the contrary. So it's always only trade, even after shrinking, it remains only effective in these trade. But you see, the Rambam says in regard to Shesagakeres, Nivele, and in regard to Mikusavishet, Nivele, so the Shach in Sinawami Tibu says that according to the Rambam, Mikusavishet, Shesagakeres becomes effective in these Nivele Michai. The Yosameach also assumes like that, and Reb Chaim also in his Sefer assumes like that, that is the Rambam Shite, that Mechaim is affected with the Yisei Aminei. And this is what the Shach says in similar language in Rambam. In other words, that the Rambam is Chelik and Teis V'Shite, that one place. And Teis V'Shite, that one place in connection to the Ageres. But according to the Rambam, because the Ageres, because the Mishin is Ein Hach. In regard to both, he says, Nivei. Now then, the Bach in Sinema Medalent, he says that the Rambam doesn't mean when the Rambam says Shnei is Yishol Leishet Achitzinot Devakim Lovon Nikav Echmen Vat Sheo Nikvu Shneiem Bichot Shu Bimokim Ol Mishchite Arim Zun Nivele, he doesn't mean Nivele if it comes Nivele Mechai. And if somebody will eat it Bichai Habeimo before it is Mishcha, he will Bichai Malkes Mishu Nivele. No. What the Rambam means is that there is no Hetashem. This is how the Bach explains it, that there is no Hetashem. So Meile is destined to be Nivele. Now, there is a Gemore, Miforeshes, and this Gemore that comes in days of the days. So the Gemore gives the Teresel of Marove, Eva Asur Eschatoni, V'yeshmen Nivele, V'yeshmen Treves, V'lech Shivnam L'cheskiye, V'yoma Cheskiye also Gister and Nivele. Kistra means if the behemoth is decapitated. In other words, if the head is chopped off, so it's Nivele. V'lech shetnami de Rebeleza Dioma, Rebeleza, nitlo yerech mechol shomo Nivele. And so Rashi points out that Chofale, that we should not confuse, we should not equate nitlo yerech mechol shomo with just cutting off the upper part of the leg, because there it's only treif, but here it means nitlo yerech mechol shlo. In other words, if somebody chopped off the whole yerech and he left a big hole in the goof, so there it's nivele, yerech mechol shlo nivele. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention in the list of treifes, and you say that the pshat is Eilu Asuris, Yeishmen Niveles, Yeishmen Treifes. So he mentions treifes also, Niveles also, in the list of Eilu Treifes. Let him mention Gistere. So the Gemara says, Kikoton Nivele Eilu Mitame Mechayim. Ah, Nivele Mitame Mechayim, Kikoton Gist, in other words, with the Mishnah in the Treifes only mentions in the list those Niveles that are not Mitame Mechayim, that are only Mitame Lachamis, Mashiach King Yisrei. If somebody chops off the head of a behemoth, so then even if we still see that the behemoth has some motion, that there is muscular motion in the behemoth, So it's still mechay. In other words, we say he didn't die yet. It's not completely dead. So it's already metal. So in other words, so of course that could very well be explained. That could very well be explained according to the shita of Tesis. Because Tesis shita is in the regard to Pesukos HaKeres. There it's certainly the veil. The Gemara says that it's the veil. So what does it mean it's the veil? It means it becomes the veil after Shvita. It becomes the veil after Shvita. But until Shvita, until as long as it's alive, as long as it's alive, so it's not affected with this Nevela. It's only affected with this Atreya. But Yeshma Nevelas means it's destined to be Nevela. In other words, Shrite cannot preclude the inevitable Shem Nevela that will take place, take effect in this way. In this way. So Nevela, the Mishneh mentions only things that are not Nevelas yet. But the Mishneh mentions only traitors. But the Mishneh, there are some traitors that are destined, that are necessarily, inevitably, destined to become the veil after Shrita. And if you're not going to Shechte, it will certainly be it. But even if you are going to Shechte, so it will also become the veil. Masha'im can gistere, so it's the veil already, it's not traitor. Then the Mishneh doesn't mention. But it's a Gemara Mefereshes. In regard to Pesukos HaKeres, that even that it's not Mitame Tumas Nevela Mechai. So we have to say, even according to the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says Pesukos HaKeres is Nevela, or when the Rambam says Nekumas HaVeshe is Nevela, the Rambam means that it's affected in Issa Nevela Mechai. So it's only with vis-a-vis the Issa Nevela of Tzeichot Nevela, but vis-a-vis Tumas Nevela, so Mechayim is not Mitamit Tumas Nevela. Why not? Because Tumas Nevela depends upon Nisemanish. Tumas Nevela depends upon Nisemanish. Masha'inkin, the Issa Nevela, depends upon the fact that there is no Etashrite. So Mechayim, even according to the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam, that it's affected with the Issa Nevela Mechayim, but it doesn't mean that it's considered dead Mechayim. If it would be considered dead Mechayim, so it should be Mitamit Tumas Nevela also. So it's not considered dead, it's considered alive. I mean, the best Raya is that the Gemara says in Mishorzi, that if somebody slaughtered a human being, he cut both simonim, the human being, the Veshet and the Konen, and then the dead husband who was Mitzaveh, while we were still Mifaches, he said to someone, to his Sefer, go ahead, write again. And he said to Eidim, sign again. And then the Sefer rushed, and in a few minutes he wrote the get, and the Eidim signed it, and it was delivered. Within the few minutes that he was still Mifaches, so she doesn't require any Yiv Mechlitz. Doesn't require. So even though the Veshet was Kotbi Rubei, and the Koneh was Kotbi Rubei, in a human being, so he's considered Chayil Chodvor. He can even divorce his wife. He can be Mitzaveh, the Sefer, to write the get, and he can Mitzaveh someone to hand over the get. So we certainly couldn't say that he's considered dead, and being the human being is not considered dead. Even though both Simoni Makot Berubei, Allah has come and Bechamo, that if there was a Nikubes Aveshet in Mashi, so true according to the Rambam, it's the veil of Mechayim according to the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam, but then it's not considered. But it's still affected with the veil of Mechayim. Why? But it's alive. Why should it be affected with the veil of Mechayim? The answer is, the veil of Mechayim, I mentioned it many times, depends upon the lack of the matir of Shrite. So since Shrite can never be matir, so Mimele, the Shach says, the Shita Sarambam is, it already becomes affected with the Issa Nevel Mechayim. But in order to be mitami, Tumas Nevel, then it must be dead mamish. And Pesukos HaKeres is not dead, even if both Simon Makat, as long as the behemoth is alive, so Mimele, it's considered alive. this Hasidic life, you see that the Gemara says there is a machlokes in the Gemara. So one mandoma says in the Gemara, we learned that Gemara, one mandoma says that vis-a-vis b'neach, if he sheichet, sheachet behemi, and he caught both the money. But let's say the behemi was mifacheses for 5 minutes. And then, so one mandoma says that the b'neach is not allowed to eat of the behemi, to cut off an eiver, and eat of that behemi after shrite, as long as the behemi is mifacheses. As long as the behemi is mifacheses. Why? Because vis-a-vis Israel there is a halacha of shrite. Mashenke vis-a-vis b'neach, there is no halacha of shrite, so it's effectively the iser of eiver menachai. The other mandoma, and most Rishonim pasuk like the other mandoma, they say that b'neach is allowed. So it's because of a special halacha of mi kemide, the Yisroel mishtereu b'neach hoser. But otherwise, b'neach would be hoser mitzad the iser of eiver menachai. But both simonim work out. So we see that behime is not considered dead, even if both simonim are cut. Aber es kam aber kam auch, if one simon is only cut, the gageres, so it's not considered dead, but, so that's the reason why it's not mitam in the chai. But, according to Shach Pshat and Rambam, there is an iser, according to Shach Pshat and Rambam, so it's affected with the iser and vilim chai. But it's not mitame tumes nevel. It's not mitame tumes nevel. Mashenkin, in order to be mitame tumes nevel, they will require misemamesh. So mele, until it is dead, it's not mitame nevel. But it's destined to become nevel. Because any other behavior is not destined to become nevel. Because there is one way of preventing the shem nevel to become. By shechting it, but here shechita cannot take effect. Now, so far we have. Now this is how. So the Shach explains it. Now turn to the Shach in similar medium when he discusses this. Similar medium, Siv Dalet. Now the Mechaber in Siv Gimel says. So he doesn't pass like Rambam, he passes like Rambam, that Nikumes Aveshet is also in there, not only Pshukas Agadiyar as Mechubay, but even Nikumes Aveshet in Mashu. So the Shach, the Zidda, let's say this part. Veishet Zewel Shein Rambam, Peridimu Mechashrit, Din Yotes, Yim Nishbaro Mafrekes, Vireyi Posor Imo, Oy Shenikras, Migabo Kidog, אוי שנפסק ריבה קונה, אוי שניקה בבישב, יכול שהוא במוקים אורו ולשחיתה, הרי זה נבל ומחל. עד כמה שם. ומשמע בהדיה מדברו, ונקיב בסבישת הבנבל ומחל, אפילו כלב שנשחת. וכי משמע דה סמכי הרבה. אוכי צור חיון, לפרק השיח את בורך האות משן הרוב, ומסטיס לו את ריבס ועשו בסקוטר. ויש מנבל ועש ויש מטריבס, צריך לגמור איזה קשה מלוח שנה מחסקי, ועושה כיסטרה, דיקפיטטיישן, נבהילה משנה, כי קוטוני נבהילה מטעם לחיים, מלחם לחיים וקוטוני, אבל מלכוס הווי שפסקה הגרס, הוא יהב נבהילה מחיים, אלא למשוך את האחו גם לשוך, שוך המקים שחיתה נפסו לו בשחית לקרין לבו, ואחו גם למה שנעוסו משנים לרוב ולקיים למסקונה, מקום מוקם מה שמעוסו, דהי דין ודה אביסטום ולשעז, מלכוס הווי שפסקה הגרס, ואב נחיל, ואב נבהילה מחיים וקושתהו, וכי מה שם פרשרה של שם, וכי מה שם ביסמאג, שקוס המקוס הווי שטריפה, ברקוח החמיים לחיים, והב המטריפה מחוד, אף עוד גם בידה עשרה שבית של הסבאים סאורוך, דת חוסיון, בפסוק הסך להגרס ברובה להבה אף נפרית ומחאי, ורובה דבורוב צורך ליהו. Alright, so yes, it kashi get the Rambam. Yes, it kashi get the Rambam. So in other words, so he mentions that according to Teitzves, that from the ways, so Pesuk is a Gageres, Teitzves discusses Pesuk is a Gageres, but, and Rav Netam holds that Kuvis HaVeishet is completely distinguishable from Pesuk Ezek HaGeres. But then the Rambam Shita is that there is an equation between Pesuk Ezek HaGeres and Kuvis HaVeishet. So the Rambam Shita, he assumes is, the Rambam Shita is that it is, that it's Nevil Mechai. It's affected if somebody will eat of that behemoth, of that the bosser of that behemoth, Michaya behemoth before Shchite, will be chayav malchus for the Yisrael. Bechayav malchus for them. This is how the Shachar ships. Now, and yes, the kasha from the Gemara, it's mashma contrary to the Rambam. But the Shachar says that the Rambam Shita is that it's affecting the Yisrael Mechayav. Now, the Likud is a kesef. V'yikshei si al Rambam, v'nireh, v'gam Rambam svir lekei, כמו שקוסף הפך, ודאיין, ויבי סיב סיב סיכייל, סיב ומדל, סיב קוטן גיל, ומכל מערי זה נביא למחיים, אלו נכתי בחכך, מן השניים ואלס בי, וריצלי מהדאף על פי ששוח תחכי, הב נביא לה, ולא שתתם לחיים, וכן קוסף, בדרישה, סיב זה, סיב דל ומדס הרמב״ם, ומצוא סיראי לזה, מה שקוסף הרמב״ם, בישכי אלבי מחשור ובסתומס, וכי תהירו שניצו לו בשביטוסו, ודאי מתנחסס, וששוחד בו יחוד ורבי יחוד, אין בו תומי כלל, עד שתומוס. So even if you שייך both the one, it's not איתם מתומס נבי. על החסקם ובחמו, if just מקומס הבאי של ג'וס פשוט כזה גרק ירס, so certainly it's not איתם מתומס נבי. So that means it's considered alive, it's considered alive, why should we be alive of נבי לו? And so is, the Rambam doesn't mean he's Eva Mechaim, he means it's destined to become Nivele. And when will it become Nivele? Become Nivele after Shchita. Because Shchita does not take effect. Shchita does not take effect. Now let's see what the two, the Bach says. Here are the two, Simu and Dalet. Gageres, the first paragraph of the Bach, on Simul HaMadalat. Gageres, she nipsak vefolo v'mokim rolo v'shchite. Treifo, Mishnah v'shperik ole treifo, because I make it for Gageres. V'yavok ha-befirik ha-shirik ha-sik, v'psuk Gageres nebeo imoi treife, v'chei poskaram v'shirik imoi v'cheshchite, ha-ne davke v'lishchato, sh'oz ikar yisure imi shim treif. Ha-ne davke v'lishchato, sh'oz, עיקר איסורי משום טריפו, וחיתוקוס ועטיסס לשון. ורבינו הירא כאן בקדם שלטה, דהה בטריפו, ולעשר חלקו וביצו, ולעשר חלובו וביצוסו, חלובו וביצוסו לכל. הנה המלבוסר הפירס מנו בלחיו, ולעיקם שום טריפו. So he explains the Shittas Rambam. That the Rambam, when Rambam says Nevela, he means והחשריטה איז נבל, but not בחיים זה ידע איז הנבל. So ממילא there is no stira between what the Tour says and what the Rambam says. The Tour has reference בחיים, so it's ראיפה. It's ראיפה, so that's why. So why does he have to tell us ראיפה after all? It will be also to eat it anyway, because להחשריטה it will become effective איז הנבל. The answer is that Kemini is like the hollow, or the hollow of that behemoth. Until we share the behemoth. So if there hadn't been a aloche that it's treifa also, so then the hollow would be muter. So the Torah tells us, no, it's treifa right away. The moment it becomes ipsuksika geres, it becomes treifa. It becomes treifa. So maybe you cannot use the milk. And then after shchite, so the shchite does not take effect, it will be affected to this animal. This animal. So now, let's see what the Tiras Abayi says in regard to Zagadiras. So right now we see two shittas. One shita is the shita of Teisves. The shita of Teisves is that Psukas Agageres. Psukas Agageres becomes straight from the Chaim immediately. Mimele the Cholo becomes Osa. The Beitzo becomes Osa. And then Shchita does not take effect. So after Shchita it becomes affected with some Mimele and it's even Mitame to Mr. Mimele. So it has both Yisur. After Shchita it has both Yisur. Treif and Mimele. Now Teisve says that from it ways that at Shchita so the Yisra Mimele is Chal and Yisra Treif. Now the question arises, how could the Yisra Mimele be Chal and Yisra Treif? You should say, in Yisra Chal and Yisra. So the answer is, because there is a Aloche of Yisra Mesi. And this amazing manifests itself in several ways. One type of this amazing is if the second Isaya is amazing vis-a-vis other people. So we say that Nosa Chai Bakach Nosa Mes, so the Isaya of Ishisach is how an Isaya of Achisishon. Why? Because in view of the fact that it's how it got with the other brothers, so it's how it got with him too. So that's one type of Isa Meisif. And then there is another type of Isa Meisif, just as the Isa Hekdesh is how an Isa Chil. We should say, in Isa Chal, Isa Chil was Osea before too. The answer is because before it was Magdish, the Behemeh, so the Chil was Osea Ramdes. So it was also Achille, underscore of Isa Chile, but it was not also Banoi. The moment is Magdish Behemeh, the Chile included, so it becomes also Banoi as well. So it's Nigidi Teisif, Isa Anoi, so the Meile, Gabi Achille, it's also Chal. So that's another type of Isa Meisif. So here too, since until the Shchite, so it was affected with the Isa of Treif. So it was not mitami to Mr. Meile. Now when he shechts it, it becomes affected with the Shem Neveile. So Meile it will be mitami to Mr. Meile also. So it will be Meisif to Mr. Meile. So Meile it's considered that it's amazing. Meile the Isa Neveile is how and is a type. Anyway, Geisha Shite is, whatever the long this is, Geisha Shite is that even the Behemoth became Mishukas Kakeras Mechai. And then it was sheichet, so the shechita does not take effect. So if he eats that behemoth after shechita, so it will be chayiv two malkis. One malkis on the score of Taife, one malkis on the score of the lame. So that's one shechita. That pshukas agakeres mechayiv becomes straight. And then shechita does not take effect, so it becomes affected with the isalveil. And then there is another shechita that's the Rambam Shite according to the Shach in Simon Lamed Gimel that it becomes affected with the Isa of Neveil Mechai. It becomes affected with the Isa of Neveil Mechai. That's the second Shite. Now let's see a third Shite. If there's a Bais. At the end of Bais Sheni, Shaar Aleph, at the end of Bais Shem, Shaar Hishem, so he mentions Hodo Mashmuel Simonim Sheni Daudu Yerubon Treifu. And according, now so the Rach says, Simonim Shindaldu Berubon, Treifo is one thing, and Viko is another thing. Simonim Shindaldu Berubon means that if the Kone became detached from the Vajin, so then it's Treifo. But if the Simonim became detached from the source, so then it's not Treifo, but there is no Hetashrit, that's Iko. So he says, That's the Rashi. But the Rashi says that Simonim Shemidaltu the Ruben Treifo has reference to the Aloha of Iko. So why does it say the Rashi is Chilka the Rashi? So why does the Gemara say Simonim Shemidaltu the Ruben Treifo Laf Treifo Hodo Mashmuel? That's at the end of Bayi Shein Misharish. Hodo Mashmuel. Simonim Shemidaltu the Ruben Treifo Laf Treifo Mamish Koma. Ela Asur Koma. וכל שיעשו עוד טריף וכל, כי נקטון אילו טריף ולבינו, ניקו מסבי של פסוק זרע גרס, ולאף טריף אסמה משינו. וכל שנפסו במשחיתו סור, נביא לו, כי דום הרבי שיבו, פרק השיחי, והיד על רב עקיבא, והקשין עלו בגמור, אם מי היד על רב עקיבא, והוא ענן נען, אילו טריף ולבינו, ניקו תעבי פסוק זרע גרס, כי לסרו ואילו עשו לסקטן. יש ונביא לסי שמן טריף אס, פירש טריף אס, שנים לאף טריף אסמה משקומה, ונפקים מנסי, according to this verse, so the Pshat in the Gemara is that Eilu Treifes means Treifes Mamish. But all of them, while all of these mentioned in the Mishnah, so are Treifes Mamish, but Yesh Menevelis, But Yishmeen, that if the Shchite, they will be affected with Yisraveli over and above the Yisraveli. But each and every one of them is affected with Yisraveli. That's according to the Pshat of Tesis. But the Rashba says no. The Pshat in the Gemara is Eilu Treifes means Eilu Asurets, because Treifes can be used in the sense of Asur. And some of them are Asurets because of the Yisra of Treifes, because of Asur of Treifes, and some of them are Asurets because of the Yisra of Vesechel Kolonet. Oh, he says, V'yesh V'teyot, Perush, Treifes is an Eilu Lav Treifes Mamish Kolonet. So Pesukas HaGageres is not Treifes. V'nafkemine, Shim Shoch Don Ivela Habe, ולוי כי טריפה שחותו, דה אם שחותו בסימון מעקור. ואומן לא אומר, אין שחיתו לפני הטירו, אם שוחד בסימון מעקורים, מדרייסה, מיש חשורה, אלו דוסם דרבונו, זה ירם שמלם. So, so the Rashba says, that פסוק הזה גד ירס, is mentioned in the list of טריפס, it's mentioned in the list of טריפס, because טריפס means אסורס. But Yeshman Treifes, like Kulisareya and so on, Kulisadakim and so on, and the Yeshman Niveles. So what is Yeshman Niveles? Pesukasak Algeres. Now, that is Nivele. But it doesn't mean it's Nivele Mechai. It doesn't mean it's Nivele Mechai. But it means that Shchita cannot take effect. So it's destined to become Nivele. But until the Shchita, it's Muteres. So he's Chilik HaTeisves. Teisves says that it's Treifes Mechayim, but then it Shchite becomes affected in Israel as well. Masha'inkin, the Rashbo, in Teres HaBayis, he says that it's not Treifes Mechayim, but it becomes Nivele like Shchite. And between the moment when the Pesukas HaGageres occurred and the Shchite, so it's Muteres. In other words, you're allowed to use the Cholof too. You're allowed to bring the Cholof. So that's the third Shchite. In regard to Pesukas HaGageres. Now let's go over the Mechaber in Simen Lamed Aleph. HaGageres shenifsak chayiv chalolo. ומוקי מורו משחית אוי למיילו מזה הרי זו אסורו ואם נקבו נקב שיש בחיסור ואם נקבו נקב שיש בחיסור כי יסר אסורו ואם נקבו ממנו ריצו או ליאורקו איקד מאגלס ליאבי כי יסר אסורו ויש משאי מאיר שאין אונו בקיעין בשיעור כי יישר שער נסיד רי חב חלל הקונה that's it a very strange מחבר a very strange מחבר and while the Ramor seems to be very simple so the Kaz and the Shach they both are massive on the Ramor now But let's first understand the first step of Sif Beis Nimcha. Imlitlo nekev sheyeish bo chisorin ki yiseh. Asur. Vilitlo mimenu ritzu ol yorko. Ikad ma'akles lehi. Have ki yiseh asur. In other words, so that's a gemara. That if there is a nekev sheyeish bo chisorin, and even though it doesn't constitute a severance of the rov of the halal hagakeres, it's also treif. It's also treif. In other words, let's say, if there will be such a chisor in the gakeres, it doesn't sever the rov of the halal hagakeres, it doesn't sever, but it has a chisor in the venisa, whatever the size is. So the mele, it is straight. Now the Mechaber says, V'yesh b'sheimim, she'inonu p'kim b'shiro k'isa. We don't know the size of this. We don't know. Hilkach nishar g'neisei, b'rei v'reichav chalal akon. So the pashtes haloshen of this Mechaber implies that the Mechaber assumes that the size of an Isser is more than Reichav Chalalakon. The size, now let's say this is the Chalalakon. Let's say this is the Chalalakon. So, if this is the Chalalakon, and if let's say an Isser is the same size. I'm just mentioning it in order to explain. You see, I'm not assuming that. Let's assume that the size of an Isser is like the size of a penny. Isser is a matbeir, a penny is also a matbeir. Could possibly be, I mean, that the size of an Isser, it happens to be the equivalent of the size of a penny. Now, and let's say that this is really indicative of the hekev of the halalakon. Now, so then, you see, if I put freely this penny, I put freely in this halalakon, then it certainly follows that reif halalakon is more than the size of this, because this mamish holds in. I mean, several pennies you could push through. I mean, you could put several pennies, let's say, one next to the other, and push them through the halalakon. So if this is the halalakon, and this is the size of an Isser, then it is obviously true that the reif halalakon is much more than the size of an Isser. But we don't know what the size of an Isser is. So Memele, we could say one way, we could say the other way. The Mechaber, Pashtes, Haloshin of the Mechaber, it's Mashma, that the Mechaber assumed that Isser is a larger shield, is a larger size. That Isser is a larger size than Reif Chalakon. So Memele, he says, יש מי שאין להיר, שאינו מפקיעים בשיעור כיסר. So Mele, since we don't know what the shiur of an Isser is, whether it's a tenth of a tefach or a twentieth of a tefach, who knows? We don't know what the size of an Isser is. So Mele, we have to go to Chumre. So what's the Chumre? Mishar in Isser Bilei, Reichav Chalakon. So in other words, if the Nikovi, if the chisoy is more than the major portion of the circumference of this halalakon, so mele we are matriped lechum. So in other words, what does he assume? He assumes, the mechaber assumes that Isser is a larger shield than reif halakon. Because if the Mechaber had assumed that Isser is a smaller shear than a Reif Chalakon, so how could he say, since we don't know what the size of an Isser is, so mainly we have to go to Chumre, and we have to matriv anything that is in the realm of doubt. So because of that, we have to be matriv a larger shear than Isser. And that wouldn't make sense. So since the Mechaber says, V'yesh m'sheimer, she'eno n'kim v'shiro ki Isser, הילכך נשאר ונעשה בירי בריך חלל הכל that the sheet of the Mechaber is, he assumes, it's a question of which he is, that an Isser is a much larger shio than Reif Chalakon, even in the Behemah. So, now, once we assume this premise, that an Isser is a much larger shio than Reif Chalakon, so then he said, since we don't know what the size of an Isser is, so mele we have to go to Chumre. So mele, if we see that the major portion of the Reif Chalalakon is perforated, so mele we are matter. Even though it might not be Reif, because it doesn't have the perforated portion, is not does not measure up to anything. That's the shita of the Mechaber. But if we were to assume that Reb Chalal HaKoneh is much more than Nisea, if we say that Chalal HaKoneh is like this, I don't know, I mean, but my guess is, I mean, that Chalal HaKoneh is something as large like this. I mean, something without this. So then, this is much more than an Nisea. So then, the Mechaber wouldn't make sense. He wouldn't make sense. V'yeshim she'im v'ashim v'nopkim v'shir kisa v'lkach mishar v'nisibariv chalakha. So the Ramor, apparently, the Ramor was convinced that Nisea, that Reif Chalal HaKoneh is much larger than the size of Nisea. So he says, "Ufimash is boyam isomuch nishio iser. Who pochis mirei the treif is larger shio than iser. That means iser is much less than reif chalakone. In kei mishen iboki yomil hokil. So what kind of an eitz is it for someone who doesn't know? Al kei mirei the rotoleima reif chalakone shaleiv do pochis mirei iser." In other words, the Ramor was very disturbed by this statement, by this remark of the Mechaber, because from the Mechaber it appears, the Mechaber implies that between Gushul and Nisea and Reif Chalal HaKoneh, so Reif Chalal HaKoneh is the smaller sheep. But is that the way around? So Memele, he says that the Mechaber must have referenced enough to a bird, to a fowl. Now, in the Kone, the Chalal HaKoneh, in a fowl, is relatively very small. Now, suppose this is the Chalal, HaKoneh of a bird. Now, and if this is the size of an Nisea, so then the Reif Chalal HaKoneh of an Nisea is much smaller than the size of an Nisea. So the Ramo says, the Mechaber has referenced, when he says, V'yesh v'shem v'ashem v'kim v'shir k'isa, hilkach v'shgar v'nisi, b'reif v'reif Chalal HaKoneh. So the Mechaber has referenced, he limits himself, to know, not to behemoth, because as far as the behemoth is concerned, so the halakha of the behemoth is as large as this. So how could it occur to his mind that the Reif Chalal HaKoneh is less than the disciples? So the Ramor seems very simple. The Ramor appears to be very simple. Still, now. How does the Ramor know? I mean, the Ramor could know. I mean, this is something that could empirically be observed. Unless we are going to say that it's Nishtana Hadeva, and there is a big change in the size of the Chalal HaKoneh in the behemoth today, relative to the size of the Chalal HaKoneh. I mean, but that's highly unreasonable. So the Ramor could have mentioned that on the basis of his observation. But the Ramor apparently was indisposed to mention ayahs that are based upon his observation, so he preferred to mention a ayah from the Mechaber himself. Because, why not, after all, I mean, an empirical data is very reliable. But, so then we could say, all right, maybe the Mechaber, I mean, for a moment, overlooked the facts, I mean, as far as the size of the Chalal HaKoneh is concerned. So, Mimele, the Ramor mentioned the Raya from the Mechaber himself. So if he were to mention, I mean, obviously, the Ramor was convinced that Reif Chalal HaKoneh is a much larger shiur than is. So why didn't he say, Avla Kush evil. I mean, in other words, empiricism tells us that the Shiur Mitzvah who pochei mirei imkei mishin boki al kinira de rotolim marivchot. Why doesn't he say ufimashim u'avol achush evil? I mean, the poski many times say avol achush makhish is it. Many times, why doesn't the Ramo say that? The answer is, if the Ramo had said, "Avol achush eimelon, the shiur iser, upochis merei," so then you could say, "All right, achush eimelon." But maybe for the moment, the mechaber just wasn't the adas, so he couldn't determine the right pshat in the mechaber. So because of that, he prefers to mention raye from the mechaber himself. Refers to mentioning Raya from the Mechaber himself, so from the Siv Gimel Mechaber. So he says, "Ufimash is poya b'som nishio isel upoches mirei." Where is it? Is poya b'somuch? So he means aloch in Siv Gimel. Now let's go over Siv Gimel. Nikav sovi vekeifo nikovim daki. Say it. What does the Gemara daf lamem hey? Kinik anapo. That's called Nikovim Shem B'chison. Not that ideally it has no chison. Ideally, there is no nekev in the world that has no chison. Even a microscopic, even a super microscopic nekev has no chison on an ideal level. But as far as our senses are concerned, there is such a thing as nekev Shem B'chison. In other words, if we can't measure it, then it's called. If it is so small, so that we can't even measure it, and you can't take a guess what kind of refraction of a need it is, so then it's called a negative result. In other words, if somebody were to ask me, I mean, what is this, what kind of nekef is nekef in the sea? So I would say it's a negative result. Not that ideally it has no chison. Of course, ideally it has a chison. For Raya, when you pour water over the teeth, so you see that all the water will go. Why? Because visibly there is no vacancy. So, in other words, any chison, any naked, that not be measured. If it's so small that it could not even be measured, it couldn't be observed what kind of a song it is, so that's called negative. So, Miguel, Toby the Paper, and coming back and say to them, Kiyikri Hanap, even the Kusong is starting to roll, close, the Yedon Kitori is starting to roll, she is the Isa being coming, Mashon is the Benayah Matsuch, והוא שהמקומים סמוכים כל כך, שהם נקף ונקף, תלווי נקף, אבו אם יש ביניהם יזע בשיעות, אין מה שביניהם מסתם. So that word so, that's all mentioned in the Bible. One of the other things in the Bible, that if the Gargaret has a number of a series of people, small, tiny, almost microscopic Nikovim Shein Ben Chisoren. So, but they are still Nikovim. They are still Nikovim. So, then, so if the older Nikovim, together with the solid space between one Nikov and another, would constitute the whole of the circumference of the Gargaret, but if the Nikovim have a chison, so then if the old Nikovim that have a chison, together with the solid space between one Nekev and the other, so constitute a Nisea, so then it is straight. But if we don't constitute and seven aspects. Now, what kind of a matter is more of a serious matter? A une lecture de raison qui tombe, ou une lecture de tête. Obviously, I mean, common sense, that between two markets, one market can say, no, my perception of the terminal report. And the other market can say something copy, the substantial economy, the copy that can be measured, visible, I mean, and the copy that could be observed and could be measured. So, which market is more? Which market would you say is more? A naked that has a chisorin or a naked that has no chisorin? What kind of a chisorin, what kind of naked is more likely to be masked in the day? A naked that has a chisorin or a naked that has no chisorin? Of course everybody would say, I mean, that a naked that has a chisorin is more likely to be masked in the day than a naked that has no chisorin. I mean, let's say one naked is like this, and the other naked cannot even be measured. So, which naked is more likely to be matched in the day? The naked that has a chisorin is more likely. So that's more. Now, since the mechaber himself said that these are the naked that we come to the chisorin, so we need the nisar to be marked. These are the people that have no chisorin, which are relatively legal. The people that have no chisorin, microscopic nikovim, should be considered relatively legal. I mean, relative to a naked that has no chisorin, should be considered coward. But the naked that has no chisorin should be coward. See the common. So we see that vis-a-vis the COVID that are not so common, we require rope. Vis-a-vis the COVID that are more common, we require itself. So what does that prove? Which seal is the smaller seal? Itself is a smaller seal than rope. Than rope according. Because otherwise, if you are going to say that as the mechaber, on the surface appears to be assuming that Israel would be much larger shield than Rav Kalalakon. So maybe we should think the other way around, that vis-a-vis a more serious market, a more major market, so a smaller seal should be required to be marketed. Vis-a-vis a minor market, so a larger seal should be required. So then we should think the other way around. Need some sort of a shape on the coming back in the days of death. He needed an answer. He made them his story. We started with Israel because Israel is a larger shield. So it seems that the coming are minor markets. I mean, they have no story. So are relatively minor markets. So maybe they require a larger shield of the coming. But anything vis-a-vis the COVID that has a chisorin. Now, if we assume that rope is a smaller shield, so you should say the major chisorin is down from the rope. Why would you say the major chisorin is down from there? So it's a right of rumors. That according to the mechaber himself, that Israel is a smaller shield than Rob. So the melee and Rob is a larger shield. So these are the common chain of historians which represent a minor market relatively speaking, a minor market, so we require a larger shield. Rob halal akon. But vis-a-vis the major market, the common chain of historians, so even a smaller shield of the problem, he said, You know from our food, so it's the other way around. This is the reason why the Mechitza Ramon. How do you see that Ramon was convinced? Ramon was convinced that as far as the Messias is concerned, so the Messias is the other way around. So why did he say, Hachush Maralon? Is he only the apostle of? Because if he said, Hachush Maralon, the one could say, the Mechaba just for a moment was the Siadar of the text. For a moment he was the Siadar of the text. And maybe then we would make family collection in the Mechaba Rosh. In the Mechaba Rosh. But going forward from the next thing that the Mechaba himself borrowed. So you couldn't say that the Mechaba forgot when in the next week, immediately, he says, you're down. Now, maybe in order to explain the Mechaber, he limits the Mechaber being to know. You know, but then, you can understand, because you know, the Halakhani is relatively very small. So, but there, he's up, you know. So, and he's there, he's larger than the Halakhani. So, maybe, we don't know how much it is there is, how much it is there is. So in the middle, he says that is the Ushibiba. Alright. Now so this is very good. I mean so the Amor is very good, very simple. Don't believe. So the Mechaba is difficult. Now so the shaft and the sound is one of the three shafts in town in the other day. So they, apparently, as far as the Messias is concerned, they were very self-contented with the premise that the shield is there is larger than the Rif Chalak in the day. But, Rambo mentioned the good Rambo. He mentioned the good Rambo. So, he said, so the Taz and the Shach, they all try to explain the answer to refute the Ramos Raya from him. Now let's see the Taz. The machine is for air, highly disabled. ובאיך חיצורים הגיעו הוא ברוב ובדי שחיצורים בחומו הוא בניסטר. So that's right, the theory can work not. They retired to Kushit Ramon. So in other words, the Taz, because the Taz was determined to be chilek on the Ramon. He says that the Mechaber does not have reference, he's not to be limited only to an ox. But the Mechaber has reference even to a behemoth. So that way, so what does the Taz assume? That the Messias is, I mean, it's very strange, I mean, that there should be a disagreement on such a meaning of the Messias, which can very easily be verified. So the Taz and the Shach, they both assume that Shiur Yisrael is larger than all Chalal HaKone in the Bain. But, in other words, if we have to say, the Shiur to the Chalal HaKone in the Bain is something like that. It's something like that. Now, so, and Shiur Yisrael is more. From the middle of Chabad, since we don't know the shield is there, so we have to consider the maximum. I mean, so in other words, here, the minimum would be the maximum. In other words, so what is the minimum shield? Rivcha HaKone, that's smaller than shield is there, whatever the shield is there is. But Rivcha HaKone is the minimum. This is what the Mechaber says. But then Chabad, so why does the Mechaber say? It's in the Gemara, it's not the Mechaber. that the evening negotiator joined, so then we require hope. And negotiator joined, we require there, it should be the other way around. So he says, then we carry, we should come up. That was what he wanted to say for a moment, is that perhaps the area of the circle is less than the diameter of the circle. I mean, that's an impossibility. I mean, what is the diameter, not the area? The circumference of the circle is less than the diameter of the circle. Now, what's the formula for the circumference of a circle? 2 pi r. So in other words, it means diameter pi. So pi is 3 times, 3 is 1/7, whatever. So it's pi d. So the circumference of a circle is pi d. Pi d. And so that means that the circumference is 3 times as big, 3 times as large as the diameter. So we couldn't say, that's a mathematical impossibility. That the circumference of the circle should be less than the diameter of the circle. That couldn't be. So he said, daily tariff fishes are more. The negative heke. Now here in Sibdimu, we are discussing the river heke. So from Sibdimu it appears, the Ramo, did you say, from Sibdimu that the shiur is there is smaller, is much smaller than the revival. So we could say very tariff, we couldn't say very tariff to Shabo. The shiur gadol yesh b'michse kol shetach achiv v'cholo u'malei zeh mima sheyesh b'chut hamakim tzomim ha'ekev shlachot. So that's impossible. V'al kor achiv v'chamos, in other words, so that was the yechocheh. That was the yechocheh of the Ramo, the kasha v'chamos, v'al kor achiv v'chamos, v'may rekan v'chal kanei. So in order to explain, the mechaba should be in conflict with that. He himself assumed in Sibdimu, so he limits the Mechaber to the Chalal Konoi. Chalal Konoi. Valkor did it Ramor, the Meire Kam, the Chalal Konoi. We give a Rajbo in the Mashmaki. So we need Kakwale, we come to the Lema, we need a Kumre the Somu, we need Sari Fasholim in Ankobi. We need a Kumre the Somu, we need Sari Fasholim in Ankobi. We need Kosher Oyolonu. ניצרי פולישאי אבין חקר דירים בהקל כמו יאים ואין חיסורים במקומי ואין חיסורים במקומי ולא מונעתו כאן לכולה לישאי אבחיסה ורואים שרבים דרך הכמעט כמו ניצרי פולישאי כמות בתוכם אחר ולא שוב ואני רואה אני מדי תדלה כקושר אני the remarkable, the strange thing about this study that the task comes to the conclusion that the Mechaber really has reference to it coming of the day, but then you ask, and he was satisfied with this decision, not worry. And the Taz of Jum, the Taz of the Shach, that the Messias is that the Reif Chalau, coming of the day, is less, is a lesser shield, is a smaller shield, than it. But you ask, is Reif is a smaller shield, to me there, how is it that these are being the minor relatively minor market, so require who required some smaller share of market, and vis-a-vis the major market, make a share of the toy, who require a larger share of market. That's right, so it's inverse logic. So this is what he's trying to say. So he says, I'm nearly excited like a kuchy glass. The body on the rain, he said it, the besedek is filled with benerach lerech. The benerach ain't sedek madi. After the God made, who berech of madi, berech heket hakon. She zeu psuket hagagyan. She aloch lemish misinai dorom. Elo dini yesh chitorin bineke. Who veize chitorin nish lechilek minarech. Who minoerach, itad erach shebei ni madi. Mati ima de madi, kalkoponim itad achitorin shebei. Hine veize chitorin, ikera hezek, machmas, חלק עורך שבוי, והתורי של מביתכם, ולעתית ממנו כמסדק, ולעתית בי, וראי הגב הקונן. אני אימא לך, כי תחליט לערך הקונן לא יסוכו, על כל הכנוס לך חומם שיעו כניסה, שעם כל חלל החיסור עם כניסה, שהוא יסר מריב הגב, אם תמתח איסה, ותעשה ממנו צדק לרובי, וכל מוקר גילם דווקא כשיעו זה, כפי שבאמת עם כל הנגב ברחב, רק שעם חלק או ערך, נזקה, אך השופים תחיסי, על כל אוכל ומטריד מתשיעו זה, אף על פי שריב עקב קיים, ומילות יש מנקב בחיסורי, תשיעו ליסר ומאירה, ועל כל אוכל גם מסייף ונכת, איתם זה, לישום מיירה, סייף ימין סייזימו, לישום מיירה, שהמתקופים בהקב הקונן, על כל אוכל חילים בין חיסורי, ונמישרי, ומנקבים, תשיעו פסוקת אגב דרך, שנזדק צדקך עוד רובי כרובי, הוכנה מבהם לזדונים לזדוקים סתמים, בי אף אגב זה המזדוק סתמים ארוך מי, מכל מוקים לערך אגב דרס, אינו נמצאו פיו, רק ריח אף שלהם, כי הוא ערך אין מה זה כלל, אינו נוחשבים רק ריח בי, בערך כלשהו, ומהוי לו ריבה היקף שולה עם כושר, אבל יש בחיסור עם קומיקטנים, אם אילו עוד החיסורים גרם לו, שתישאר גם כל הערך, כדי שבכל הערך יש בי חלק, יש בי חלק הוריך, ומדי בוי בו זה, הנה כמו שנחצה נקף אחד גודל, כשיעור כהן קומי, אילו עם השורים שבי, ושיעור הכייסר, וחידוי וממש, והחוזה בזה, ואף על פי שרית הקף הקונה, ולמיו ככלל, טריפו, כיוון שיש חולו, כאיסר, מיצו, אך כאיסר, איזה חומרת בי, משיעו אי בהקף, מתאווה יחודה, אלו ששיעו ריבו, עם אי החיסורי, ואין התוכנית שיצרק, ריחב הצוקי, לא יוער הכלל, ויש חיסורי לתוכנית שגם הערך, כאילו שאין אותו חיסורי. ומכל מוקר לא נאמר דהבת שבכל איזה שיעור הריח, אבל כאילו לך חומץ, כי בכל מוקר יש יש לו החוצה מתדריך עכשיו, כי שיעור הריח בהקר, אבל בפוחת מי זה הכושר, אף על פי שיש שיעור הריח, אם כן תחיסי, וכי זה יופי אומרו מי שמפוחת בשיעור, כי יצא יחמר לשייר בריח בהקר, והחומר בזה, ויש נקס בחיסורי, או נוחש ועם כל החיסורים כאילו לראה בי. מי צוטרי פה אפילו עם החיסורים בחלו, כיפוחתי. כדי לא ידעתי, בואו, אך אשר עלי תראים כשעודו בבקיעה את נשמיים, ויצא תעזוב ולפני די לידיעות אדמי. נעליצה וגל לפני, המיוהים, מי זה כבנאי, ועוד פעתי סיין בידי, ונחיל פעם בגמור, that if you have a cut in the gabere, behold me this way. Now, if this is the gabere, if this is the gabere, so it cut behold me in this way. That's the wrong. And the hereach would mean if the cut would be this way. Now, if the cut is this way, so even if it's coextensive with the whole cylindrical tube of the gabere, as long as there is a mushroom of solid tissue left here, and the mushroom of solid tissue is excreted left here, even though there is a slit that runs from one end to the other, so we see that what is more damaging to the life of the behemoth, a cut, the rehab or a cut behemoth, obviously, A cut rehab is more damaging to the life, potential of the behavior than it caused there. Now, when we discuss, so he says, in a canal, when the behavior says, you can be shy, you can be rich, or that's a humre. Why? Because we don't know the exact size of a mixer. From Nele, we have to be hatching for something that is even less, that is even less than a mixer, that is certainly less than a mixer. So what does it mean? It, that means that Reif Ha'olakone is less than a mixer. Reif Ha'olakone is less than a mixer. Now let's assume that the Chalal HaKoneh, the Behemeh, is only a small element. Is only a small element. So then, and this, let's say, the coin of the Israel, like the coin of the penny, so then, the Chalal HaKoneh would be less than the size of an Israel. But, still, so then where? So in other words, he's assuming that the Reif Halalak, the Mechaber, Kosh Mechaber, Reif Halalak on him is a lesser shio, is a smaller shio, than Israel. Israel is large. Israel is large. So then you ask, so why does the Mechaber say in the next scene, Nikab Tov is a people in Kosh Mechaber, say it so they, to meet the Hanapo, in the Ibrahim Chisore, in starting the Reif Halalo, in the Ibrahim Chisore, Now, a naked detective story, is a more major matter than a naked detective story. Now, if vis-a-vis a naked, that if vis-a-vis a naked detective story, which is a minor matter, so the smaller shield, the smaller shield is already damaging. So vis-a-vis a major macro in the story, the smaller shield should certainly be damaging. So the answer is this. We are talking of Mikobim Sheim and Mechisor. What does it mean, Mikobim Sheim and Mechisor? Like the naked that you have in the sea. So actually, of course, everything is Mechisor. But that chisorin is a negligible, I mean, it's a negligible chisorin. You can ignore it. It's an infinitesimal chisorin. It's a very, very, it's a microscopic chisorin. It can be ignored. But, so actually, when you have, if you have, let's say, this is the heket of the cut. And then you have the cut, let's say, let's make the cut. I don't want it. So let's make the cut. That has no result. I mean, anything that has a result, but I'm not realizing. But according to our observation, so this, let's say, is all the COVID in this second. Would, together with the solid space between one microscopic method and another microscopic method, would add up to the major portion of the circumference of the Gardiana. But since it's becoming shame and chitoren, so that means that in all the copies, so you have actually built. So you have very little of the damaging, because in that case, two, you have many, you have 20 microscopic recovery over this eagle. And together with the solid space between them, they constitute the rope of the hecate, of the circumference of the gargara. But so here, even though this is the smaller shield, This is a smaller shio, but this smaller shio is the heke. So it's the rechav, and the rechav, a naked the rechav, is more damaging than a naked beira. Because if you have a big naked beira, you have a big naked beira, coextensive with the whole length of the cylindrical tube of the gargaret. But a macho tissue will remain here, a macho tissue will remain here, the Mokim Shlite, and the long slit, coextensive with the length of the cylindrical tube of the gargaret. It's clear. Why? Because when data is very naked, a crack, a slit, data is not empty. It's not empty. It's empty and valuable. But if there is a naked, berecha, over the circumference of the gargaret, then it's much more damage. Some male. In the first case, true that in the first case you have minor market. You have minor market in theory of minor market. You come in shape of his own tiny, almost microscopic nicotine. You have, but all these nicotine, if I had the pin, I was able to make nicotine, you know, small, tiny nicotine. But all the nicotine are situated berecha of the gazeret. So they are situated, all the nicotine, even though they are minor nicotine, even chisoret, minor market. But we have a series of minor nicotine, all situated in a circle around the circumference of the gazeret, berecha. And when a naked is situated in itself, in berecha, so then it's much more damaging than a naked that is set. We see that a long slit lengthwise in the cylindrical tube of the gargaret is not much of a danger. But even though it is coextensive with the whole cylindrical tube, but because it runs lengthwise, but if it runs widthwise, circular-wise, I mean around the heke of the gargaret, around the rim of the gargaret, then it is massive. Why? Because when the cut is set widthwise, it's more damaging than the cut set lengthwise. That way. So in many ways there is no difficulty. It's not inverse logic here. The truth is the target that the mixing according to the here, so here is there is much larger than rain of Halawakon. Even the day. Even the day. So maybe the Mechaba says that this may be if we don't know the exact size of it is there. So whenever we see series of the coming, so as long as we determine that they add up to the rope of Halawakon, so we are massive. Even though it might not add up to the size of the meter. But in his demo, he says that if it is a study that came for, he comes back, say it to say, he needs a hand up or he may be talking. So that means that all the copy marks are set, are located widthwise. Not in the lengthwise direction, but widthwise. One at the pier, one at the pier. I mean, if I had the pin, I was able to, so get one at the here, and one at the here, one at the here, one, I mean, one at the here, one at the here, one at the here, one at the here. I mean, they are all minor markets, but all the minor markets, we have a series of minor nicotine, but they are situated in a very vulnerable way. In other words, they are all situated widthwise, and that's very damaging. When the nicotine are situated, all of them, in a nipple, widthwise. So even though, so if you start in Europe, So you can start from the low. Now, so if you start, so even the smaller things, as long as they are situated, you know, width-wise, so they are situated in a very vulnerable position, in a very, so it's very damaging. So even in the sum total of all the recovering Shaim and Chisorim add up to the smaller shield, but since they are all situated in width-wise in the heckers, of the Gadderes, so Mimele is over the mountain. Mashem is the gate of Israel. So gates of Israel means they are not all situated width-wise, like this. So, you don't each one with wide, each one lengthwise. A small piece of tissue was cut out lengthwise from the cylindrical tube. So, each will just add to the size of the Reish Halal. Hakone, it will not be matter to the behemoth, even though it has major market. But the major market are situated in a lengthwise direction, you see. And that's not so damaging. This is how we expect. All right. And if you go over now, the card, you'll see, this is what is happening. And then the shaft is the same thing. But you'll see the Nikudei Hakete. So here you have the Nikudei Hakete. Now it's very strange. This chart is so strange. Now the chart himself in Kulis Akete, Shionisha. So he says, now look at the Kulis Akete. The Rambam Mateo Samishne is a great who is a poor garden. She says, the Ugo Jerome is a rocky adult. With the common vision that two seller would always be, the idea of modality story. Nito Jehovisa, who echoed in Tadisov Haloki, the seller was three stepper. So in other words, so that means that now the seller is not so gigantic either. It's only three stepper, physical stepper. So I don't know in terms of interest how much it is. So one third of this, let's say I don't care, I am smaller, or I do little more. So one third of this, so that is seller. And the Nisha, according to the Kutakeda's question, is 196 of his three seller. So it's very small. So but it's in the area, So it's very small, 196th of the third of a second. Very small. So in order to be, so that then the Reish Halal Akone must be the smaller. So the area of the Reish Halal Akone doesn't mean that the Reish Halal Akone is smaller. It doesn't mean that the Halal Akone is smaller. But the Reish Halal Akone is smaller, in other words, half plus of the area of the Kone, is smaller. So it is smaller than 196 of a third of a second. So it's very, very small. Okay, this is what it happens. Then you have an addition, a supplement, that was written by the Shach's son. Now the Shach was a great grandson of the Ramon. So the rest was written by the Shach's son. Hagoyen, Adeni Rabbi Umeir Isau, the son of the Shach's son. Herich Lehakti, Al Adeni Meir Iskeni, 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 Me how much the cost of a more be human there, because the shark says the same thing as the cow. Except that the cow's motion is so obscure, I mean, that and the shark's motion is not so obscure, but he says the same thing, the same thing. In other words, the cow and the shark both assume that they are both chelik al ramo. The ramo limits the bishyot of the chavet to come over the hall, because otherwise it would be completely in the bishyot. And so the shah says no. The chavet doesn't limit himself to no. He is referencing the event. And according to the chavet, so she at least there is larger than really chawak. But then he has to catch it from the beginning, so it is a challenge. So the challenge is not even a terrorist, I mean, he didn't see it in different way. So then the terrorist of the Shah of the Shah is not even a terrorist. But then the son of the Shah, he considered this premise by the Shah of the Shah is contrary to his view. From the mail and say, I'm going to the Mirzal Helik Rashi, so the Mirzal Helik Rashi, the Rabbi came, the Rabbi Shalai, so much because the Rabbi came and said, דברי הראש, רבי ירוחם מוכר בהדר, דריף חלל פי הקונה הוא יישר. So then he makes it in a moment, right? And I don't want to go away because it will take a lot of time. It's not necessary. So the Shach son says that the Ramo is right. I mean, and the reputation of the Ramo is no reputation. You know, I mean, the explanation given as to the Rayu and Kishimu is not the better explanation, but the Mitzvah is something, the other Rayu, from the Rosh, from Rabbi Yochem, I mean, from other postings, that the Ramo is right, that the Shio Mitzvah is Pochet Arbe, Mirei Chalal Kanade. So the Mayor, you have to limit it. That Mechaber to a Kone of Noh. And then he says that he argues with his father, we argue to his father, and then he said, apparently he was not in the same place with the Shah, and he wrote this Asogia and his father to the Shah, and then the Shah entered in, and the Shah writes to him that he got up in the morning but come to St. Joyce in order to determine this question, but he didn't change his mind, the Shah. In other words, he persevered in his proposition that the Mechaber in his brain has reference even to a corner of the Shimo. And then, but then he says, the Mechaber says, But then he says, Ad kan bo, but in other words, the Shah, his father, did not agree with him, he did not come to him, but he, the son, he says, because of the outlaw of Polynesia, was the Masmakei, and all kinds of cattle, the East Koshet, which is still a Sakurin of the main result, so he has all kinds of cattle, and then he comes to the conclusion, contrary to the teacher of his father and the Tav, in other words, he agrees with the Hamor, but then he concludes, Badai Torah. But, as a matter of fact, most possible achilin in the degree of the Ramon, and not in the Shachmetar, and they consider the Shachmetar what is Shachmetar, it's comforting. And what it is, I want to go over all that. So, in other words, the Achoye of most possible is like the Ramon. In other words, that the Mechaber Zin of two Shachmetar in the Eichel Chola Konek, which is based upon the premise that the Reichab Kalala Kone is less than the smaller shield than Isaiah, that has reference to Reichab Kalala Kone in an oath. Reichab Kalala Kone in an oath, of course, is less than Isaiah, but Reichab Kalala Kone in the Hege is much more. What is it there? From the chapter 196 of the Zohar. And the Zohar is 130. Alright. Now the next one. You got some indication. You come in that in days of the Kedishin and Rapho. You name them Chisor and Yisar from the Reich Halolo. You give them Chisor and Yisar from the Kedishin. You give them Yisar from the Kedishin and Rapho into the Leyem Azor. You who shall come in Smuch and Kolka. Shein v'neket v'neket שמלת אבל יש בניהם יש שם שיעזה אין מה שבניהם נפתח אין מה שבניהם נפתח ואין מיקה תנאפו חייתי חמות עם המיוקה תנאפו זה תגמור את הפנאי ומשימה יאו תיכול להקונה אם יש בתגמרך תנפחי והקונה עשו so the mechada mentioned that So the Mechaber mentioned that in connection with it. They meet up in Apo, Kreti Hamukin Mamukov in Apo, Mamukov in Apo, who is similar to the whole life on it. Now the more. They the man. אמר רבי יצחק בן חנן לגבי פוס מאיר רב מנדר מקפלי ומניחי על פי יעקב וינח דירות וינייד בין של חבר שלו הקונה עצום חבר לקונה Now what is Now the question is that is if he has become insane without him I can't see that anywhere What is you having in love? In the naked, the Chisorin. So if you have in the naked, the Chisorin, in the Yahimo, so then the trio is the thief. Then the trio is thief. But suppose you have the naked, the Chisorin, in love. So what are you desiring? So the question is, now you cannot tell that the thief, in other words, of course, the prevailing opinion, the majority opinion of most Muslims, overwhelming majority of Muslims, except for the Catholic Church. But the overwhelming majority of Muslims assume that the Christian of Mechaber, I mean they agree with Ramon, that the Mechaber is to be applied to a colony of Machine to the corner of the Rimo, so the Reif Chalal HaKonen in the Hebrew is much larger than the Israel is much smaller because Reif Chalal HaKonen the Konen in the Hebrew is probably as large as this. So Reif Chalal HaKonen of the Hebrew would be much larger than the size of Israel. So in many ways, this that is the Hebrew we understand it very well. So, if let's say you have any problem that has no resolve, so then you have to determine whether we adapt to the race. So if we have a series of the problem that has no resolve, so then the criterion is whether you can adapt to the race, halal, hakon, makein, kei, a letter that has a historian, so even though you don't get up to recall as long as you get up to the side of an there is of an interest. There is a question, you know, in a law. So an there is more than recall. So the question is, what criterion do we apply? What criterion do we apply to a law in regard to an equivalent, that is all? So there is a machlokes. There is a machlokes. One thing that comes in me, she tells me from the Rambam, that these are the all, so you don't want my gift.